This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. And a reminder that we're seeking your support. We still need over $55,000 to reach our goal for the Spring Member Fest, and we'd like to hear from you, 855-893-9753. Any amount is appreciated, 855-893-9753. We're joined by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Leon Wilkie, Jr. He's a graduate of Loyola University in New Orleans, went to law school there, and his parents are Louisianians. His father's from Mansfield, his mother from New Orleans, and Secretary Wilkie, I understand your mother is part of the family, the Gambino family.
Yes, thank you, Jim. The original Gambino's Bakery, which was on Talladega Avenue in New Orleans in what they call now the Hoffman District. Her uncles, Joe and Warren Gambino, began that bakery right after World War II. And I grew up putting my little hands into the cookie jars at the original store on Talladega, and you know, some of my fondest childhood memories. But you know, Louisiana has been my family's home for generations, and we cover both ends of the state, both the north and the south. So it's always good to be talking with folks in the funnest state in the country.
There you go. Well, your father was a colonel, and because of that, you traveled the world, born in Frankfurt, West Germany, and went to school in England before getting to North Carolina. That's quite a varied background.
Well, yeah, but I will tell you how that happened with the English sojourn. And I think this was Times-Picayune or NOLA.com did a piece on this last year. My father was terribly wounded in the invasion of Cambodia in 1970. I mean, he was a big man for his day, weighed about 240, 6'2". And after a year in an army hospital, he came back weighing half of what he did when he left for Southeast Asia. Through the graces of the then Army Chief of Staff, Creighton Abrams, he was allowed to recover. Most people in his condition would have been discharged. Mm-hmm. And Abrams sent my father to England to teach at their artillery school and at their war college in order to allow him time to recover, and then went back to the 82nd Airborne Division, where he was a senior commander in America's Guard of Honor. But he started in the National Guard of Louisiana. He was a battery commander in the 83rd Field Artillery, the Washington Artillery of New Orleans, which is the second oldest unit in the United States Army. And when I was back home in October, I was very happy to go look at the new museum for the Washington Artillery at Jackson Barracks, which is now recovered from Katrina, because it wiped out one of the most historic sites in all of the armed forces of the United States, the historic Jackson Barracks, but the people of Louisiana have rebuilt it.
Well, Secretary Wilkie is also an Army veteran. Colonel
Well, actually Navy.
I'm sorry.
Navy and Air Force. So I am the black sheep in the family. I am one of I'm the first Wilkie, I think, since the war with Mexico, who was not an artillery officer. And so I was in the Navy. In fact, I am now a colonel in the Air Force. I got out of the service, and then I missed it and ended up in the Air Force. But I'm still an Air Force reservist.
All right. Well, your father died, I think he was 79 when he died a few years ago.
Yes, sir.
And paid a huge price for his military service and for service to our country. And we've talked about this before. We've had three U.S. presidents who, for all intents, avoided harm's way in Vietnam or Cambodia or anywhere else where the war was being fought. Does that bother you?
Well, no. It doesn't take away from my prime directive. And General Mattis was very kind to me in saying that I had been born in khaki diapers. That's my perspective. Before this, I was the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, working for Secretary Mattis. I was responsible for the entire active force of the armed forces. My life has been spent in service with those who have carried a much heavier burden than I have in my military career. Extraneous things like that are left to the historians. That doesn't color anything that I do on a day-to-day basis.
In an ideal world, though, would it be better for a commander-in-chief to have had the kind of military service your father did?
Well, if you look at the two most famous commanders-in-chief who led this nation in the greatest time of peril, their military experience was absolutely zip, and that was Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt. And then we had some, like Franklin Pierce, who Harry Truman said, yeah, he was a general in the Mexican War, but whenever there was a battle, he got sick. History tends to make up for things like that.
Well, our veterans, and of course you tend to the flock, and these are people who deserve commendation for what they have done for us. Many of them are having struggles, and suicides are at an all-time high. What is being done to address this?
Well, the great thing is I am now the head of the President's Task Force on Suicide Prevention. So it's my task to bring together all of the elements of federal power, not just departmental power, but the research elements of our National Institutes of Health, our HHS, the resources of the Department of Defense, to come up with a whole health approach to suicide prevention, not only in terms of medical and cognitive research, but my view and my goal is to open the aperture on support for our states and localities so that we get to those veterans that we don't see. One of the tragic numbers out there is that every day 20 veterans take their lives, but 14 of those 20 are outside of our VA. The majority of those who take their lives are those from my father's era, which means many of these Americans have problems that began when Lyndon Johnson was president. My job is to try to reach as many of those as possible. I'll give you an example. I was up in Alaska, and now Alaska is one of those places where Americans go to separate themselves from society. And as a result, over half of the veterans in that state are outside of our VA. I went to the Alaska Federation of Natives and asked them to double the number of their tribal VA representatives to help us find those veterans who are out in that massive wilderness up there and to bring them into our system. But I also see two other elements to this that we don't talk about as much, suicide being the end of a tragic continuum. But in 9 times out of 10, we're looking at veterans who also have opioid problems and problems with homelessness. New Orleans is a great example on how to remove that second pillar of the problem. They've really eliminated veterans' homelessness in New Orleans. I was down a few months ago at the New Orleans homeless shelters, and the city, Catholic Charities, have worked closely with VA Medical Center in New Orleans and launched a comprehensive campaign to find veterans on the street. And we really have come to the point where, and I told the mayor this last year, that New Orleans has ended veterans' homelessness, and it was not because of the federal government. It was because the state, the localities, the mayor's office, and the non-governmental organizations like Catholic Charities took control. And when I walked into that massive shelter right across from the old Charity Hospital, there weren't any veterans there. And that's a testament to the dedication and hard work of the people in Orleans Parish.
Well, Secretary Wilkie, we commend you for your service to the country. Air Force Colonel Robert Wilkie.
And, yes, sir. I have one. Jim, let me do one thing, because you mentioned service, and I'm probably going over your time. Louisiana lost a warrior this week, Bill Detweiler, who was the former national commander of the American Legion. Not only someone who sacrificed on behalf of his fellow veterans. But I know because of the programs that you have and your devotion and your dedication to that most interesting of all subjects, Louisiana politics, Bill was the first campaign manager for one of my father's high school classmates, the late Nat Kiefer. And he got his start in Democratic Party politics back in the 1970s. I talked to him when I was last visiting my relatives in New Orleans a few months ago, and he passed this week. And I wanted to say to his family that there probably has never been across this country a greater advocate for those who have served the nation in uniform than Bill. So thank you for letting me mention him.
And thank you, and thanks for the mention of Nat Kiefer. What a character he was. He died.
a very interesting character. Yes. One time when I'm in Baton Rouge, I'm going to come and talk to you about that class of characters that graduated from St. Aloysius High School in New Orleans back in the 50s, and included my father, Nat Kiefer, and a couple of people who are now residents and guests of the state of Louisiana, even into their 80s. So it was a very interesting group.
Thank you, Secretary Wilkie. Robert Wilkie,
all right.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And again, we'd like to hear from you, 855-893-9753. On the 33rd birthday of Lady Gaga, please support WRKF.